This is 7339. I'm on 122nd in Foster. There's an African-American guy about maybe 5'5", 120, in gray sweats and a hoodie and a black cap. And I opened up the door. He came in, punched the window, the shield right here, and then I said, you need to get off the bus. I shut my door after he stood off. He was yelling he's kind of like, I don't know what's going on, but some gibberish or whatever. I couldn't really understand him. I shut my door, and then he punched the door. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm not quite sure what his deal is, but he always usually hangs around in this area.
Okay, so what stop was it at?
It's right when you make that left turn on 122nd and Foster.
I copy. And about how old do you think he is?
I think he's probably maybe in his 30s. He's not very old. And he's standing over there southbound in front of the Shell station right now at the bus stop over there.
Hi, copy. And you said he punched the door. Is there any damage to the glass on the door?
No, he punched the shield first, and then he just, when I shut the door, he punched the door. So there's no damage to the bus that I'm aware of, but he's just, something's not right.
Okay, and last and most important, are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. It's just that I was more so concerned about anybody else picking him up because he was not provoked. It's just, you know, and like I said, I've driven this line enough to know that sometimes he'd be hanging out at this store, and, you know, I've seen cops over here talking to him before on several different occasions, so I just decided I was going to pick him up. Maybe it was a good day, but maybe not.
I copy. Well, I'm glad you're okay, and I'm going to put out a do not board for the 10s and the 73s, and sorry that, you know, you had to deal with that. Glad he got off the bus, and I hope you have a peaceful rest of your day.
Thank you so much for your support, and you too. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be clear at 12:59.